The Gemara says on the Sefer Shabbos that the person who answers that Minyan Shmir Rabba, the Kol Kochai, is Karlo Gazar Dinloy. So if he has a Gazar Dinloy Ran, Shemayim, they've raised the tree that there's something negative about him by answering it, saying Yeshmir Rabba, Nevorach, Ulam, Lamayim, Yoab, Kol Kochai. So it's Karlo Gazar Dinloy. So comes Tosis and Tosis says, what does the Kol Kochai mean? How do you define Mekol Kochai? So Tosis says, Mekol Kavanosai, we can't pierce Rashi. Rashi and Tosis both say that it means Mekol Kavanosai. So the main thing is not the physical loudness of how you're saying it, but it means you should say it with strong focus. The Chayonim says it has to be shot like that. The reason why Rashi and Tosis learn like that is because the Gemara says that there's a concept of Gadol Hashem Iti, and the Rebbe Mashmo Yachdo. So the Gemara says if a person makes a bracha, you answer Amen. So you're joining together with the person making the bracha. He's saying the bracha, and you're joining him and saying Amen. So together, you're being Megadol Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it says Gadol Hashem Iti. You should be Megadol Kodesh Baruch Hu together with me. We'll do it together. So the Gemara says a person who answers Amen louder than the Mevorech is wrong because you're supposed to do it the same as the Mevorech. So the response to what the person is saying should be the same level of decibel level as the one who's saying it. He's saying the bracha, and you're saying Amen. You should say it together. So Chayyadim says if you're going to answer Yeshmer Rabba, Mekol Kochai, meaning very loudly, louder than the way the person, the Chazan, is saying the Kaddish, you're not doing this halacha of saying it the same way, responding is the same way as the one who's saying the tefillah. So the pshat in the Gemara, when it says b'kol karkoi, it means b'kol kavanosa. So a person is supposed to say, be very focused when he says, Yeshir Rab. Then the Tosis brings, however, Tosis continues, Tosis and Shabbos, and the Tosis test. Tosis continues and brings from I think it's a psikta, that the psikta says, no, it means mamash, you should say it loudly. So in Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down the halachas of answering Kaddish, it brings down the person say it, but call Ram, you should say it loudly. So the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand. What about this concept that a person should not answer Amen louder than the Mavorach because you're supposed to respond at the same level? He says, Yeshir Rab is an exception. Because the Gemara says that a person who says it, which means the Kol Ram, the way the Tosis is bringing it from the Psikta, means over here is an exception that the Chazan's job is to invite you to say it, but your response should be loudly, even louder than that what the Chazan is saying. The Chayyadim does say, Chayyadim does not makriya like that. The Mishabur does not mention the Chayyadim. He leaves the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the Koram, as written. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down, he brings down both Pshatim, he brings B'kol Kaychay, U'B'kol Kavanosa. So a person, when he says Yeshmir Rabba, a person should be very focused in the words of Yeshmir Rabba, and he should also say it loudly, a person should not say it quietly. So, Bezim tomorrow, when I want to go through the taich of the words, Yeshmir Rabba, the piece of person should say it, B'kol Kavanosa, you know, Taka, you know what the Kavan is. Meanwhile, Halakha Lamaisa, a person that should be very focused when he says Yeshmir Rabba, both when he says it with intent, understanding what he's saying, and he should say it loudly, not quiet. Have a good morning.